Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast, and here I am with the gorgeous, the talented, the thin, the well-coiffed Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island cartoon on YouTube. Hello, Ben!
Hi, you know, thank you very much for saying I'm thin, because I'll tell you one thing, I have eaten so many sweets this weekend, just nothing but chocolate and wafers and things like that going into my mouth, so I just need to be told I'm thin, because honestly, I'm not feeling it, guys.
But you are!
Oh, thank you, Rondel the Cat. You really are wild at heart.
We are still traveling all over the place, everybody. We just announced a second night in Dallas on February 8th, which is a Friday, because the first one sold out. So Dallas people, go get them tickets. We also announced shows in Phoenix, a second show in Boston as well. And I said Phoenix. Where am I missing? Irvine.
Nothing. Irvine. Vancouver.
Vancouver.
People may have missed the Phoenix announcement, because we announced that on social media. Good reminder, always follow us on social media. But for those of you guys who did miss it, we announced it on Friday afternoon. We are coming to Phoenix on April 6th, and we have a pre-sale on Tuesday for Patreon. And then it's gonna go on. The tickets are going to go on sale to the public on Wednesday. So make sure you get ready for those. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be in a different venue this time around, and I'm personally looking forward to it a lot. I'm just looking at our calendar right now. We, like, half the shows that we were doing already in 2019 are sold out. So if you want to come see us live, go get your tickets, because hugely flattered that you guys are buying tickets for our show and selling us out, and totally grateful. But the truth is that these shows are selling out really quickly, so go get those tickets now while you can.
Go get them. You can also grab all of our limited edition t-shirts for the year through the 1st of January before our new t-shirts go up. So just go to crappensmerch.com or where you're going to find them ticket links ever at watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay, now let's get to the show.
Vanderpump Rules. A Sunday edition. How exciting.
Why does Sheena have a firework on her tray? It's like she's lost at sea, lighting a flare, trying to get someone to come find her. Poor Sheena.
Baby, you're a firework.
Ow! She's like Katy Perry's
fire. I was
watching
that movie, All Is Lost, and I was like, what would happen if I were in the sea and I got hit by a shipping container, and then I was stuck at sea for the rest of my life? I wouldn't want that, so now I carry a flare around just in case.
Wilson can hang a TV in less than 7 minutes. So, James, we start where we left off. We're still at Pride. Which, who was filled with pride today? No one. That's who. No one at this restaurant. You bunch of good-for-nothing ingrates. Where James has just basically called Katie fat. He didn't say it in those words, but, I mean, he said it in a lot of other words.
And he's sculpting around going, I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a star.
I'm the star. I'm the star. And then we see the clip of what happened where Katie's like, what's going on with your fucking pants, dude? And he's like, don't get me started on you, babe. Those shorts don't work for you, babe.
And then James goes, I mean, not to be dramatic, he goes, I went from having the best day at Sir to literally having the worst day in my fucking life in 2 seconds. I'm like, the worst day in your life? Worst day in your life? Really?
The worst day in my life, that time I called someone fat again. It's like, wait a minute. How are you the victim here? And look, like I said last week, I was very upset to finish that episode on Katie's side. It's not a place I often find myself on. And frankly, it feels uncomfortable. Okay? I don't like her side. I don't like being here. So stop putting me there, you jerk. So he's like, people keep trying to sink my boat. I'm like, okay. Okay, Moby Dick.
I don't think anyone wants to get on your boat, okay? People see your boat and they're like, that's not going to be a good boat. That's like the anti-Titanic, as in, like, people do not want to go on that one.
Yeah.
They're, like, not trying to get naked and take, like, have paintings made of themselves on it. They're just like, no, we're just... It's hit an iceberg already.
Yeah. No one wants to be on your boat, Captain Ace Gab. Okay?
Yeah.
So Ace James Cab. James is like, lose some weight! And then we see Sheena talking to Raquel. Sheena... bless her heart, just doesn't really know how to be comforting. But Raquel's like, I don't know what to believe, but it's not like Kristen is a very reliable source. Yeah, but I'm not saying, like, to believe it, but maybe don't believe it, but maybe also believe it, but maybe... Like, say something, anything.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kristen's standing to the side going, I'm sober as fuck right now, and I'm ready for a fucking drink. I'm like, thanks for the update, Kristen. She's about to go on a rampage.
Yeah.
So Stassi basically is like, you know, it really doesn't matter, like, whether or not we believe Hope, because James cheats all the time. So, like, who cares? Like, whether Hope is lying or not, we all know. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, yeah, but, like, clearly he broke, because Kristen's there, and oh no, she's just talking about Kristen. She's like, they clearly you broke your heart, and now you're coming for me. And Gina's like, okay, well, here's what I think. I'm not saying it's true, but it could all be, like, true. But, like, I don't know if it's true, but maybe it's true, but maybe it's not true.
Like, maybe he didn't cheat, but then maybe he did cheat, and, like, maybe he was cheating while he was planning to not cheat, which means, like, did he really cheat at all? If a tree falls in the forest, did James really cheat?
No, Sheena, I'm not going to say that you're never going to be a good wife. I will say that you're never going to be on The Good Wife, okay? Like, the worst lawyer ever. So she tells us, I think that Hope exaggerates a lot of things. I mean, her name is Hope. But I'm not saying she's a complete liar, but however, I also adore Raquel, and she just got out of college and doesn't have friends.
Yeah. Yeah, Sheena's just, like, looking for anyone who's going to hang out with her at this point. She's like, I really like Raquel. It's like talking to her like a big piece of wood, and I really appreciate that. The wood reminds me of the mount that Rob used to mount his TV in less than 7 minutes.
I know, because she's, like, being iced out. She didn't sexually harass anybody. You know, she's iced out for being Sheena. So,
Sheena harassed everyone.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to stand by Raquel.
I like that there was, like, a flashback when she was talking about how, like, poor Raquel's out of college and doesn't have any friends in L.A. And we see a flashback of Raquel and Sheena and James at some, like, furniture shop.
They're at, like, the Pottery Barn in the Grove.
Yeah, and right? Sheena's just, like, sitting on a bed, and she's just, like, she's just dwarfed by all these giant pillows and like, puffy things, and she's just, like, little Sheena on the bed. She's like, hi, I'm Sheena, and I'm sitting on a bed that you're looking at right now.
Yeah, I think it's that Crate and Barrel is what I'm thinking of with the second floor, because, you know, Sheena loves the Grove.
I mean, she really is Sheena Cat. She was, like, a little, she's like, a little bit on the bed, like, meow.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I'm a cat, maybe I'm not a cat.
I feel the need to be a big sis. Well, not big, like, you know, because it's really important for me to stay thin, but, like, a thin sis.
So Vanderpump and Ken go to Sir to check on everything, and Jax in their 80s clothes, which, you know, is still her pink her pink floor-length dress with a really long shawl and a gardening hat with flowers all over it.
Yeah, basically. She just, like, added, like, an accessory to her normal outfit. And so she's like, so Jax is in the little bar in the garden, and he's fully sweating. Like, the last thing you really want to see your bartender is just, like, full of sweat stains and all sorts of giant shapes. And so she walks in, she goes, Jax, why is there such a long line? You're supposed to be serving these customers who are in a line that goes all the way around the block.
And he's like, it would really help if you went over there. It's like, God, this is fun, isn't it, Jax? I remember these days of you sweating all over the limes while wondering what diseases you're going to spread our customers today, eh, Jaxie?
In France, we call this badinage. So then Raquel, meanwhile, walks up to Hope. Because Hope is still just like lingering around in that really strangely fitting top that she's wearing. And so Raquel walks over to her and she's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second without Kristen? And Kristen's like, yeah, no problem. Be kind.
Kristen, like, he just like came and took a wrecking ball to this girl.
Yeah. So Raquel's like, I don't know what to do at this point. If I believe James, then I need to stand up for my boyfriend. But if I believe Hope, I need to break up with James. And if I believe Toast Robbins, then I need to... Wait, what are we talking about again?
If I believe in believing, I believe... Like someone tap Raquel on the head.
There's actually something like... There is actually something like sadly poetic about the phrase, if I believe Hope, I need to break up with James.
I believe in hope. So Raquel's like, okay, tell me about Coachella. And Hope's like, that was like minimal. Like, we would like hook up, but like, he would say that you're like not in a like real relationship. And like, he was afraid that you'd find out. So like, we stopped hooking up. And then Raquel's like,
chocolate fudge brownie. Oh, wait. No, you're not ordering ice cream, Raquel. Stay focused.
Sorry.
So you've been sleeping with him since Coachella 2 years ago? And then Hope's like, no, I've been sleeping with him like for 3 years. Look, I think like you're like a beautiful person. Like, he's not. And then Raquel's like, I need more proof. I mean, this is what happens when we keep doing drugs as mothers.
It was like two Wang computers like, talking to each other. Yeah. So then, like,
this is like old computer printer trying to communicate with a newer computer
printer.
It's
like an Epson. Like, yeah, this is what it was like in 1987 when you tried to like insert a PC disc into a Macintosh. It was like question marks. I loved that when Raquel was like, just to go back like a few lines, when Raquel was like, so you've been sleeping with James since Coachella 2 years ago? And Hope is like, no, I've been sleeping with him for 3 years ago or whatever. And Raquel just grabs her head like, math. So hard.
So
Stassi is now ordering drinks from Jax in the little bar in the garden. And she's like, so, James is like yelling at Katie saying she's fat and now he's being crazy and all this Hope stuff. She's basically just gossiping. And then James just like appears behind her like a little shark, but like one of those stupid sharks, like a reef shark or whatever that doesn't really do any damage. And he just like, you can't see my face, but imagine me sucking in my cheeks and be like, hey girl, I'm walking behind you, girl. He's like, Jax, oh, I need a lemon drop or a pumpkin stat.
And she's like, ew, James, get out. AF, get out. You're gross. You're dumb. You're gross. And she goes, if you took a James Bond villain and made him gross and sweaty and like had him played by an emaciated Muppet, I mean, that would be Sheena, but I really don't like James either. Gross.
Well, looks like I found you, Mr. Bond.
So then meanwhile, I have to say, I finally figured out what Billy Lee's look is. She's basically channeling Edie Falco playing that lawyer in the Menendez Brothers TV
show. You're right. That is who she looks like. That is such a good call. If you guys don't know what that is, look it up. Law and Order, the Menendez Brothers. And look at Edie Falco.
She's, she's doing Edie Falco's wig.
Even facially. Like, okay, that's even the look she's giving everybody in the poster. She's like, mmm. Like, just giving
I feel like Billy Lee. Yeah. I feel like she's just standing over tables as like I'm a lawyer.
And then she's everywhere that her client is at all times. Like, they're like, let's have a scene by the refrigerator. And she's like, mmm. And she's like, I'm here.
Defense rest. So anyway,
I'm never going to get that out of my head. Thank you.
So James is like, you know, Stassi, you need to learn how to take a joke better, okay? Instead, you have a dildo up your ass. And she's like, I wish I had a dildo up my ass. That'd be nice.
Vanderpump is like, James, come here. Listen, calm down. Don't start drinking.
Yeah, she's just like, I can see from his face that he's frenetic.
Well,
like,
good
really
call.
Like, yeah, wow, like he's like rubbing his nose with his forearm and like going herky. He looks like a bird on steroids.
Yeah, so she goes over to Raquel and she's like, look, Raquel, I know your boyfriend is on the edge of glory, but calm him down and make sure he doesn't have another sip of another drink. I'm sorry to put that responsibility on you, but that's the price to pay for dating a star.
If he has one more drink before the strike of midnight, I will banish him to the little bar in the garden.
So then it cuts to James like standing on a table like, wiggy, wiggy.
Wiggy, wiggy, motherfucker, wiggy. And so Raquel's like, Lisa's here. She doesn't want to see drunk James. I'm like, it's a little late for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she just inhaled drunk James just a minute ago, okay? So she knows.
Yeah. Also, I was talking about hope. What is hope? I don't understand that concept. I feel like I've lost it in the past 2 years. But then this girl came up to me and was like, I'm sleeping with you. He's like, bullshit, bullshit, lies, what's next? So then James is just like on this like, drunken tirade. He's like, tell that whore to go fucking hell. Go to fucking hell, that little whore, little fuck whore. Hope hell. Hell of the hope. Hope hell. Shut up, James.
Yeah, he's gross. Like, they're trying to hang me with a rope. That rhymes with hope. That's crazy. I never thought of that before. She's like, the way that you're angry with me right now. He's like, it's been all day. It's been all day of this. She's like, but you've been drinking. It's like, okay, love you. Love you. Are we done here? Are we done here?
I'm so sick of all these girls saying they slept with James. I'm like, do you think it's just like people do it for fun that they like to just falsely accuse James of sleeping with? Like,
yeah.
If you have a situation where it's like all these girls, plural, are coming up and saying this, it's maybe time to look at the numbers.
Yeah, like she's the one girl waiting for that 1 in 10 dentist who hasn't like come forward to say Colgate, it really works against tartar. You know? Like, come on, Raquel.
Yeah, that's.
So then Tom number two and Katie are at home, and he's, you know, in his usual state, completely either drunk or hungover on the couch in a dress.
Yes.
And he's like, Papa, why do we do it? Those half shots sure add up. God.
Especially when you drink twice the alcohol. I'm like, okay. Math is really not working out for these people this episode.
This was so cute like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's really getting, like, sad. I think it's, like, not cute anymore. I'm just like, all right, Mr. Bubba, it's time to get your act together.
Your husband's
like, drink
an alcoholic,
it.
Okay? Let's just say it. So, Two's, she starts blending her shake or whatever. And he's like, I don't want the healthiness right now. I want pizza. She's like, okay, well, it was really intense last night because I was like, fix your shorts, James. But then he was like, do not get me started on you, and you should not wear those shorts. And then he looked at my body with disgust. I was like, well, to be fair, he looked at everything in disgust. I mean, that was kind of where he is. Now, James is wrong. There's nothing I can say for James in this one.
Yeah. No,
he's an ass.
He is an ass, and I mean, he cursed out a potted plant too, to be fair. So he really had no idea what he was doing, but I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, like, he's just an asshole to anything and everything. Okay?
Well, you can tell that Katie has stopped hanging out with her real smart friends, because you know when she would use words that she thought were really big? And she'd be like, well, I don't know when the...
Convenient narrative.
Yeah. But now she's been hanging out with Brittany a lot, so she's like, I'm not upset, Tom. I'm filled with rage. Someone had the gumption to come up to me and say those words. Like, go back to your smart friends, please.
Yeah.
So then he's like, I want to hug you, but I have to get off the couch. She's like, do it. We're on TV. So he gets up and hugs her in his dress.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm just like watching them and I'm like, you know, Tom's whole shtick is getting old, and they still have that fucking Bubba art there. Like, something has got to change in this place. Bubba. And also, like, do your dishes. You're on TV. So, meanwhile, we go over to James's apartment, and he's putting together furniture, and he's, you know, now he's sober, and he's doing, like, I'm just sweet little boy James, just getting made fun of all the time.
It's look
like,
at me.
1 minute.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
No, just like, no, you do it.
I was just going to say, like, look at me, just trying to use an L wrench, sitting here with our possibly convertible table that I got from the IKEA online, you know?
Look at me, respecting women so much. I love women. Look, I'm having this lovely lady look at me while I put together this thing with my L wrench.
I don't like L how that puppy... Lady. I don't like how that puppy is attacking my L wrench lady. Get off her, dog.
I'm a star, puppy. I'm a star.
I love that even the dog treats Raquel like shit. She's like, why is it treating me like that? He's like,
why is the TV remote so furry? So he's putting together the furniture, and he's like, 1 minute I'm having fun at Pride, the next, you know, I'm getting hit with a fucking butt. Oh my God, and you survived. It was a metaphor of Raquel. It's bullshit how they come for me. It's bullshit. Well, they really—I felt like they came for me.
He's like,
you know, but they no, they were really coming for me. If you actually look back, they were actually trying to save you from me. They're not really coming for you. Like I said, they were coming for me. No, Raquel, do you understand the word "come"? Don't answer that.
He's like, I was Hope's fuck buddy, but I have, and she was there for me. She was always there for me to fuck, but I haven't fucked her since I've been with Raquel. And then he gets a call and he's like, hey, Peter, birthday boy, how you doing on your birthday? I can't wait to get together on your birthday, boy.
I can't wait to obviously have drinks with you at your birthday tonight. Clearly nothing will derail that whatsoever because our friendship is so good. And I'm sure the last thing you'd ever want would be for me not to be there. Right, boy?
And Peter's like, hey, yeah, it's Peter from Sir. Okay, look, I'm real busy. So, look, real quick, I have to disinvite you to my birthday party. Why? How could you? I'm holding an air wrench, Peter.
Okay, I'm embarrassed about myself. So, yeah, so basically Peter is like, no, you can't come anymore because you're awful. James is like, it's a gutting feeling. I feel so gutted. I'm so gutted. Raquel goes, actions have consequences. Just remember that next time you think about drinking or putting soda in the fridge. Because if you put soda in the fridge, it's going to get cold. It's a consequence to your action. I figured it out.
Remember that time you got that water hard? Maybe you'll think about that next time. It's like, that was ice. I told you. So he's like, but it kind of snuck up on me because Tom's drinks don't taste like alcohol. And then, boom, I'm wasted. And she's like, no, that's not it. You've been drinking a lot lately. I don't like the guy you have become. It is out of hand. And I don't want you to get...
All right, hold on. He just starts adjusting the rabbit ears on Raquel. Oh, I think I'm getting a picture here.
Fired again.
She's like, I mean, I don't think you can say it's based on Tom's drinks. I think your drinking is out of hand. And I'm Raquel. If I notice it, that's bad. I also liked, by the way, that a little bit earlier in the scene, Raquel goes, if you did cheat on me, I would want you to tell me. He's like, oh, yeah, of course, of course. Like,
but if I'm telling him his drinking is out of hand, but then I'm telling him I don't want a drink in his hand, what kind of messages am I sending?
If his drink is out of hand, and if he has one bird in hand, can he exchange a bird for a drink?
He's like, love you. Kiss, 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 kiss. And then she tells us, she's like, I want him to stop drinking and never have a sip of alcohol again. And then she takes a sip from a gigantic red drink that she's got.
She has like a martini sitting right next to her.
Okay, so next up, Harrison passed out on a cherry pump.
Yes, Harrison's there. They're technically at Sir. And Lisa's at the bar with Peter. And guess who comes in? It is the nun. one and only Teddy Bear.
And guess what? She's on time, as always.
Now, this is a win for Teddy Mellencamp. This goes to show that she's been playing the long game. Well, I guess it's not the long game, but she's just playing whatever game she's been doing has worked. Because last time I checked, Dorita hasn't had a cameo, or at least especially not a scene on Vanderpump Rules. Neither
well,
Lisa, is Kyle.
Lisa has been hinting, and Lisa hints in this episode, like, I have not been to the Real Housewives because I'm so broken. Which is kind of her reason, you know, because her brother did die, bless her heart. So she hasn't been around, but they're like, yeah. Well, why are you around for Vanderpump Rules, but you're not around for Beverly Hills?
Yeah. So in this scene, yeah, I mean, it was basically, yes. So Teddy comes over and she's like, hi, I'm Teddy. I haven't seen you since everything happened. And Lisa's like, yes, 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 but it was hard, but I just got back on the horse. Not as good as you did, Teddy Bear.
You're the real horse champion. And then Peter comes
in. I grew up riding horses.
So Peter, Teddy's basically asking for a job for her brother. A TV job, specifically. She's like, darling, what? Peter, come in here, please. You're thin enough to be back on television. And he's like, hey, I'm going to move my boobs a little. And she's like, you dirty little rascal. Okay, your brother can have a job. I'm still depressed. And she's like, well, thanks. This was great. I'm still Teddy. She's like, oh.
See, Teddy's smart. She's ensuring her longevity by implanting her brother or embedding her brother in Sir. You know?
Yeah.
So that's smart. That's something that Dorit or Kyle never even thought of. I mean, Kyle, I mean, I'm surprised that Kyle hasn't been like, oh, Lisa, I want to have an internship for one of my daughters at Sir, you know?
No, she would never give someone else's business that plug. Her kids are all working at the agency, boo.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, then there's some sad moments where Lisa reflects on, you know, losing her brother and being sad. I feel bad for Lisa because I feel like she's not equipped to deal with grief. I feel like her British stiff upper lip is like destroying her slowly on the inside with this whole situation. And I just want to be like, let it out. I wanted her to have a Robin Williams moment on Good Will Hunting where it's like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And just say it enough to her until she starts to weep.
Well, she did Lisa's version of weeping, which is going, it's hot. Like kind of doing that thing with her teeth.
That is a full Lisa weep. No, but I'm not trying to make light of it. I just felt bad that like she clearly is like, you know, it's she, you know.
Well, I have nothing to say because I do not like depression. So I'm going to pretend everything's fine.
Why don't we talk about something that we do like, which is food? Can we talk about HelloFresh, our favorite?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Seriously? 3 plans to choose from? Classic, veggie, and family? Like, each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources? Who does that?
Feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. Arrgh.
Dude, all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe, dude.
Ugh. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love.
You guys know that we love HelloFresh. We've been using it for a while. I've made some wonderful things with it. I will always say that it changed my outlook on cooking pork chops forever. I had a new box last week and I made some amazing burgers with like a red onion situation on top with Monterey Jack cheese. It was delish.
Yeah, I actually ate it right now before this recap. So you see how well that did me, guys?
Yeah.
For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first 3 boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/Crappens60. That's HelloFresh.com/Crappens60 and enter promo code Crappens60. So go to HelloFresh.com/Crappens60 for $20 off your first three boxes using promo code Crappens60. We love you, HelloFresh.
All right, let's move on to Peter and Carter's birthday party. Peter and Carter are having a joint birthday party, which James is not invited to, as previously discussed.
And guess what? They're both still just as boring as they were before they doubled up the boring. Okay?
Yeah, Carter barely even got a moment at his own party on camera.
Yeah. So Brittany's like, it's weird to see Shayna going out with Adam after she tried hookers. I always thought she liked him anyway. Pitches.
Yeah.
All right, laying it on thick there, Britt.
Yeah, I'm like, Brittany, like, I think that Shayna's entitled to a hot piece of ass after she got humiliated on TV last year by Rob. Let her just have her moment, okay? If you should have taken Adam while you had the chance.
Yeah, and Tom's dad is there because it's his birthday, too. And Jax is like, I look at Tom's dad like one of the guys because, like, he didn't even look like a dad. Like, okay. So they make the dad imitate Tom's model looks.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm looking at the distance, bro. Yeah. Boat's coming in.
Meanwhile, Schwartz at his whatever age he's at still has not grasped the concept of like how to blow up a balloon. And so he's like blows up a balloon and like it pops in his face or something, or maybe he's inhaling it. So a balloon pops in his face. And the point is that the rubber industry finally got their revenge on I almost said Watch What Crappens. Let's get their revenge on us too.
Well, it's finally something rubber that actually did burst. So
Schwartz is probably like, Jax is probably like, see, it happens. It happens.
Yeah. It's the first time he's going to tell that to Katie and she's going to like still think it's a lie. It's like, I've heard that one before. So Peter arrives in busboy clothes. He's in all blacks. And he's like, it is my fucking birthday, bitches. That's for you, Stas. It's like, you're really sad. Please get off my TV immediately, Peter.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Stas is like sitting talking to Brittany. And she's like, I think I want a breast reduction AF and a lift because I don't wear bras. Okay. Who does that? And then Shayna comes by. She's like, here's some cake. And I brought three forks too. So that way we can all eat dessert together. And Stas just gives this look like, about to have an important moment about breast reductions.
Yeah, I'm like something more shallow than talking about yearly breast reductions just approach the table. Like, fuck this. Yeah. And did you notice Shayna did a full Muppet? She goes, I love it!
She's auditioning to be in a Ford commercial. We pulled three people off the street and let them test drive a Ford Fiesta.
I love it! And I like brakes. Wow.
So let's see. Brittany's like, so I have to ask you, Shayna, what's your opinion on James? She's like, well, we all know Hope has been known to make up some stories. And Stassi's like, so Hope is a liar. No, I definitely believe that they have, like, done some things since he's been with Raquel, so he's not a liar. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. Stassi's like, here we go. She's a flip-flopper. So 1 minute she's on Hope's side, and then wait, she's not on Hope's side anymore. Okay?
I used to be a flip-flopper, but then I decided now I'm not going to flip-flop anymore. But then sometimes I feel like maybe I should. I don't know.
Am I a flip-flopper or am I a Birkenstocker? So
she's literally flip-flopping on being a flip-flop. It is so meta AF. I can't deal.
She's like,
can we talk about my boobs?
Shayna, I feel like you've been used to making sure everyone's happy with you and being friends and that friends with everyone, and she's like, yeah, because that sounds like the nicest thing to say to somebody. It's
like, she's like,
God, Shayna, you know how you're always worried about everyone's feelings and making sure that everyone feels included.
Yeah,
it sucks. You're an idiot.
You're making everyone bitter about you.
Yeah, you have no loyalty to anyone, which means if you don't like who we don't like, we're never going to invite you to girls' night. Bye. Enjoy being with James on the, you know, on the ferry back to Staten Island or whatever. Bye.
I don't understand what happened. I just brought you cake, and now I'm been cut out of the rest of the season, so...
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're doing, and I really hate when these girls do that. I hate it.
I think it's so mean, and I'm so excited.
I'm not. I think they're just such dicks about it. I don't like that Katie gets to rule the show. I don't like it.
That's what we tune in for. It's because every year these girls get together and they ice someone out, and that's what makes it hilarious. It's just this petty turf war that's just like listen, this has been Sheena's role, okay? This has been her role since the beginning. She will never, ever, ever be part of the cool kids. She will come close. There will be times when she will feel accepted, but she never will be part of them. And, you know, it's cyclical. And every few years, she has a season where they're like, wait a second, we let Sheena come to our parties. Let's kick her out. And then they just kick her while she's down.
It's horrible. And then the audience feels
bad for Sheena, and the audience loves Sheena. So then they start to bring her back in again. It's great. I love it. It's a great cycle.
Ah.
It's like watching a moth, like, go from, like, from being like a caterpillar, like a duo, or a gypsy moth to a moth. Sheena has just been like, you know, she became a beautiful moth and had little moth babies, and now like the caterpillar must regrow.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, Peter tells Jack that he's been rehired at Sir. What a shocker. And then we see Ariana and Stassi planning their joint birthday party, which is truly a shocker because they've hated each other for so many years. Although Stassi does remind us that she's always wanted to be friends with Ariana. It's just that Ariana has, like, basically dismissed Stassi all this time. And we just see this, like, glorious montage of Ariana being like, get out of my face.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have to like you. I don't like you. You're stupid. And then Stassi's like, well, yeah, being friends with Ariana was easy. Like, I followed her around until she either took out a restraining order on me or just became friends. So, worked out great. And Ariana says, yeah, she was so nice for so long that, like, I just gave up being a bitch to her.
It's too much energy. It's a war of attrition. That's, you know, what I like about that is because, you know, for so many years, you know, Stassi is still, even when she doesn't really have a central storyline like this season, she's still sort of like the de facto queen of the show, right? Like, she's the female lead, even when she's, like, really not doing much. And she's always been, like, her role is like the popular mean girl. But when she talks about like following Ariana around and just like annoying her into friendship, I was like, it's nice because it reminds you that she really is just like a theater kid at heart. You know, she's just like a theater dork who's like walking around the cafeteria singing I Dreamed a Dream until finally a jock is like, fine, I'll take you to the prom.
No, that's definitely a little fall of a rain, a little fall of rain kind of girl. We've already had this discussion. Okay.
You know, Ronnie, I should mention, I already texted to you. Never mind. I was going to say that I signed up on Apple Music over the weekend for the express purpose of making the ultimate show tunes playlist.
Oh, nice.
It's really good.
How's it coming along?
Coming along well. You know, I feel like I still need to there's still many things I need to add, and I'm like very open to any recommendations from you. I've got about 70 songs.
Whoa.
From like classic ones, because they really add up. I mean, they've got like, you know, 3 or 4 from Little Shop of Horrors, 3 or 4 from Guys and Dolls. You got some Oklahoma in there, Chicago. It just starts to add up.
Oh yeah, we should compare our musical list one day. We'll have a list fight.
Well, I feel like you have much to teach me because you really know your musicals.
Only my older ones. I'm just getting into my newer ones.
Well, same. Mine are like older ones. I only put in like a few really new ones. I put in a Dear Evan Hansen song, which I felt embarrassed about for some reason, because it's in many ways it sounds like it should be on like the Disney Channel, even though the musical is not a Disney Channel musical, but it's a good song, so I put it on.
Oh, well, speaking of high school. These two are like kissing pinky rings or whatever. They're doing like a pinky ring promise or whatever. And yeah. Sheena's like, seeing Ariana over the years, like she doesn't give a shit about Stassi. She hates Stassi. She thinks Stassi's a stupid hooker face. Like now they're getting close and I'm on the outs. So like, I don't even know where I stand right now. And at first it sounds like so high school.
Yeah.
But she's so right. It happens in this episode.
Like I literally don't know where I stand right now. Like where am I? What is, oh. I'm in a restaurant. Never mind.
Wait a minute. Am I even standing right now? Like, seriously, is this kind of standing? I'm a soul. I feel like I'm standing.
So, meanwhile, Katie's planning a girls' night out. She's like, I thought it'd be fun. Like, tomorrow night, like, we do, like, an old Hollywood-themed night. I'll just have a, like, girls' night out. And, It'll be basically like the four of us plus Kristen. And Ariana's like, I have a feeling that Sheena will be disappointed to not be included. And Katie's like, yeah, but we don't hang out with her, so...
She actually said, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I don't want to backslide. Oh, really? You've done a lot of work on yourself, so you don't want to backslide into that, like, 5 minutes that you were nice in your life? Yeah. And included someone else?
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand. You're an a-hole. Like, it's really nice that you've done a lot of work on yourself, but I don't understand what that doing that work on yourself does. I don't understand how, like, the work on yourself equates to... making mean. Sheena feel like shit by being the only one that doesn't get invited to this.
Yeah, I don't want to backslide, so I'm going to cut somebody out of filming. She really is an asshole. And while we're on the subject of, well, we're not today, but last week we talked about how awkward the 80s party was for a gay party. And now she's talking about old Hollywood. Like, this whole you're making this whole season about sexual harassment and men being pigs. Old Hollywood might not be the time we want to remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a better Good Hollywood? Point. Let's Good have a better point. Hollywood party. I just think it's funny that they're consistently picking the worst themes.
Yeah. So Ariana is like, does not want to get in the middle of this mix. She's like, well, I mean, I haven't been hanging out with Sheena as much, to be fair. And like, you know what? If she's not invited, that's up to her to work out with them. She's a big girl. So I'm already like, oh, this is going to go badly.
Yeah, this is not going to go well. I do not like that choice. Now, yeah. That said, and everyone doesn't have to hang out with Sheena all the time if they don't like her or whatever. But this is it's obvious what they're trying to do. And I feel like Ariana really needs to watch more Real Housewives shows because this is a classic Real Housewives move.
Yeah. You get like suckered into the mean girls and then you like burn bridges with your friend. They'll be fine, you know, because then they'll have a scene where they'll like be like, no, I still love you. You're still my best friend. And they hug. Yeah. So Stassi, I like this. I love when Stassi tries to like talk herself out, or, like try to like use some sort of weird logic to prove that she's not a mean girl anymore. She's like, we're not being assholes. It's not like us being like, hey, let's leave Sheena out. I'm like, no, you guys are specifically leaving Sheena out.
Literally leaving Sheena out.
Like, we've tried so hard. This is all on her. You're going to blame her for not being part of your night out. Like, girls' night with everyone.
Yeah.
But Sheena, oh, I love it.
I just wrote, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go for Ariana. But unfortunately, I'm not a vampire and can't write that in my finger on her mirror at home, you know? But I'm like, don't go. So next up, we go to an artisan cheese gallery.
Okay. I have actually been there. It's in the Valley, first of all. It is so good. Oh my God. That place is so good. I love the artisan cheese gallery. I just don't go there very much because it's like, I have to go over the hill. It's so good.
I just look. Brittany and Jax have a Dutch oven at home. I don't know why they need to go all the way to the Valley and call it artisan cheese. You're going to be cheese.
Well, that's what was so hilarious about this. First of all, there are cheese shops that are closer than having to go all the way over to Studio City. Second of all, the reason why they're there is because Brittany wants to make some Kentucky beer cheese. Now, I love me some Kentucky beer cheese. It's like, I love it. I'm a big fan. But when they said, when Brittany announced that she and Jax are going to be starting a Kentucky beer cheese company called Mamaw's Beer Cheese.
Mamaw.
I all but like, what?
Mamaw.
Oh, Mamaw. Why did I say Mamaw? Mamaw.
Because you're from the East. You're a Yankee. Mamaw. Okay.
I sort of like the idea of Mamaw. No, but Mamaw's. Mamaw's Beer Cheese. I mean, I literally like almost fell off the couch. I was like, of course. Like, this is like up there with Jax's chunky sweater. And the fact that they're like, going to the artisan cheese factory, whatever it's called, cheese gallery, to like test some. We're gonna be making some batches. We're gonna do a cheese tasting. I'm like, come on, we know what you're gonna go get, like the Ralph's brand cheddar cheese and put it in your blender like everyone else does. Okay,
yeah,
like
it's don't even be like some Velveeta and like PBR. Okay, we all know. She's like, I told Mama we're gonna put you on the map. So Jax is like, cheers to our business. And he's like, yeah, God, by the way, I have my jaw back. And he's wiping his nose, and they show, like, a big old snot rag he's got.
Yeah. Nose.
Never trust a cokehead in your fucking business. What are you doing? Do I have to do everything for you, Brittany? Because I will.
Yeah, they're just, like, sitting there eating their cheese, and Jax is, like you said, talking about how he got his jaw back. He's like, yeah, it's really good to get to be back at the restaurant, and I get to
I get to work with you. I'm like, wow, sound more excited about that, maybe.
Literally yawned. So funny.
Literally yawns.
I'm just like, yeah, so, but now that you're my fiancé, it's going to get on everyone's nerves. I'm saying it like that. But I don't care.
I was thinking of rebranding Kentucky Beer Cheese into Kentucky Fiancé Cheese.
Fiancé Cheese.
So
now when I tell people I'm going to pass my fiance around the room, it won't seem like I'm just having an open relationship and you're cheating with everybody. Okay, now you can just be in everybody's mouth on purpose.
So this scene is like one of the reasons why I just love this show. I mean, to think that we were even concerned that this season would not be good, because like you have scenes like these that just like leave you just like somehow a mixture of aghast and just like rolling on the floor with laughter. It's sort of like the Kentucky Beer Cheese of television, right? It's just like an odd mix that just works. So they start talking about Raquel and James. And Jax literally says, Raquel is the perfect girlfriend for James because he can get away with whatever he wants and she'll buy it. And he goes, she'll just look really dumb. I'm like, I cannot believe Jax is saying these words. And like, the editors are like, you know, fully in on the joke. And they're just like doing these like cutaways to Jax, you know, or to Brittany, like, hello, do you see what's going on here, Brittany? Hello, hello.
Yes. And she does, but she's like trying to make, you know, it's like Jax has had 10 years between last season and this. Can we please just all remember that the last episode of the season was Jax coked out at work, screaming at Lisa and everybody else. And then, like, running away, roid-raged. Like, why are we pretending that he's changed in, like, 6 months or whatever it's been?
Exactly. And Brittany tries to have some sort of awareness of the situation. She goes, I mean, I'm not comparing it to us because, you know, with us, that was just, like, a one-time thing. And Jack is like, uh-huh. He's, like, nods. Like, yeah, of course, just a one-time thing.
Yeah, and she goes, yeah, and the difference with us was because you would admit it. I'll bet he wouldn't admit it. He would never admit it.
It's like, he admitted it after he was caught on tape, babe. Like, he did yes. not just admit it.
And then Jax is like, he just uses sorry like it's just another word. I'm like, so when are we going to roll the montage of you saying sorry over the past 6 years for every stupid thing you did?
Oh, God. She's like, yeah, I'm sad for her. She's like, I don't want Raquel to go through this alone. I want to make sure she can be strong when he's doing those horrible things. And he goes, why would you want to be with someone? Like, everyone hates your boyfriend. Like, everywhere you go, people want to kick his ass.
I mean, it's just like, it's like, you can't even believe it, what you're hearing here. And then Jax goes, I mean, I think the mouse falls off the wheel sometimes upstairs. She's like, oh, you talking about like in her brain? He's like, no, I actually think there's a mouse upstairs on a wheel. And I think sometimes it falls over and I can hear it thump at night. Can you fix that, Brittany?
And he's like, well, you know, like if you want to compare us, like the difference is I want to be better. Like, he doesn't even want it. I'm like, oh, please. I want to be better.
But the other difference is that James could be better, but I can't.
Yeah, you're both terrible. Okay, just like every other man on this show. That's why you're on TV. Okay, so it's like, you know, how much do you give a pass to just because we like their TV show?
Yeah.
Guy's such a prick. So then she calls Raquel, and Raquel's like, that would be really awesome if I could come. Are you still there? Yeah, I'll be there. So now James is like wiggy-wiggying over at work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and Jax, someone's ordering a drink from Jax, and they're like, can we have a vodka grapefruit? And he goes, what else? What else besides what's in the grapefruit? What else besides the grapefruit? What? And Jax is like, God, how did we ever survive without Jax Taylor? Because he doesn't know how to make a vodka grapefruit. There's two ingredients, you idiot.
It was, it was funny. I was like, James is a dick, but occasionally he can be very funny. When James makes fun of Jax, he's really hilarious when he makes fun of Jax. That's like an easy target. That's like his strength, you know.
Yeah.
We meet a new hostess. Her name is Christina, because Tom and his dad come in, and they're like, and then the other Tom is there, and they're all ordering mojitos, and Jax is just like talking about his job, and he's like, it's sort of weird, like everything has changed and everything, and it's sort of like the machines are different, the computers are different, I'm just like trying to figure everything out, but like I don't think there's a microscope under me because I know how to do my job. I'm like, well, I'm glad there's not a microscope under you, because I don't think anyone wants to see what it'll find. Now, if you were under a microscope, that'd be a different situation.
Oh, my God. It's a zombie apocalypse. Oh, it's a microscope. All right, Jax.
It's a microscope under Jax Taylor.
Let's see. Oh, I put 1-2, 1-2, because Tom and Tom are talking. So Sandoval's like, oh, bro, James, what's up, bro? And two's like, oh, God, I'm so mad. Because, like, James, oh, he insinuated that Katie's fat. Or as Jack said, he called her a fat whore. And the so dad's like, yeah, you better nip that in the bud, guys. And he's like, but I'm not good at confronting people. But then on the other hand, he insulted the love of my life. So I got to go talk to him reluctantly.
So he goes over and he's like, hey, James, you were mean to Baba. He's like, I'm sorry, bro. I don't know why I do these things. And Tom's like, you crossed the line. Katie's not fat. She's sexy and luscious. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Now say it, too.
Yeah, you say it. I want to hear you say it.
And then James, for a moment there, we were starting to, like, forget that James was such an asshole earlier this episode. And then he goes, everyone's blowing this whole thing up into, like, one big, huge thing. Bigger than her.
Woof, James. And then he continues this. When I'm drunk, I go to the upside down. He's like, yeah, I can dig the self-awareness. Just get your shit together. Okay, great. Glad we had this talk. Do you like my red hair? Do I look like an orphan? Is her name Annie? Okay, we'll be over there eating. Did you notice his new red hair?
Schwartz's hair?
Yeah, Tom Schwartz got, like, red hair.
I did not notice that.
It's a hard knock life for us, Papa. So then the next Trixie Monocle song comes on. It's like, yeah, yeah, a girl's gotta work. Yeah, yeah, a girl's gotta work. And then it's girls not working. They're going to girls' night at the club.
Yes. Everyone's there. It's like old Hollywood themed. Ariana is like doing some sort of like Dancing with the Stars chic outfit. She's like ready to do a tango in the middle of this bar.
And Katie's like, I'm feeling very Liz Taylor. Saucy's like, I'm feeling Grace Kelly. I'm just like, I'm too slutty to be Grace Kelly. I take Grace Kelly very fucking seriously.
Oh, guess what, Stassi? I've decided I hate you again. Sorry.
Yeah, just until appetizers. God, she keeps stringing me along. So Stassi's like, this is the perfect girls' night. We've got stiff drinks. Our outfits are on point, and I don't have to struggle to hear everyone talk over the sound of Sheena's nails on her fucking phone all night. And she makes a click-click sound of Sheena's nails.
Because you know that at that moment, Sheena was, like, at home being like, wait, where are all my friends? So, meanwhile, the guys have decided to do a guys' night. So, Tom Schwartz is cooking in the kitchen, and Tom Sandoval comes in. He's like, dude, I got you a shaker, because everyone needs to have a shaker, but be very careful. Don't drop it. See, look, you got to hold it. Dude, I just dropped it.
Looks like a sex toy, and I like it. And then Jax writes in on a stupor cooler thing trying to make that happen. God bless him.
Yeah, and he goes, hey, guys, Brittany and I are business owners. We started a cheese company. Oh, please. I want to say mamas again. Mamas cheese, beer cheese.
Yeah.
Mamas beer cheese is going to really delight me all season long. I can feel it already.
So back with the girls, Brittany's like, I did text y'all that I was texting Raquel. It's like, I thought you were joking. It's like, well, I was just thinking maybe we could figure it out a little, like help her figure it out. Are you being serious? Yeah, she says she's going to come. And Kristen and Katie just look at each other like, I am so mad.
So Brittany is like, I just feel bad. Yeah, because she has no real girlfriends and I don't want her to go alone through these things. And, you know, James, you know, I grew really close with James and he's the one person that I want to just like smack him because we're so close. He might bring the redneck out of me. I'm like, might bring the redneck?
The redneck's already out, okay? You just started a beer cheese company.
Mama's. I can't say it. This is like mamaw. You with solo cups. Mamaw.
I have a meemaw, and she has a mamaw, okay?
Mamaw. Mama. I just want to say Mama. I like Mama.
So then Raquel comes. She's like, ding dong. Like, someone just came in. That was me saying hi. They're like, oh, hi, Brittany. I mean, hi, Raquel. She's like, hi. And Kristen and Katie are just giving her, like, a really shady, dirty look. Oh, good.
To be fair, they may have just been, like, totally confused as to why she was wearing a flapper dress with a denim coat. So anyway, yes, we see a bunch of, like, bar stools shaking and, like, potted plants moving. And we see the Roomba come through. And she's like, hi, I'm here. So
it's like, I was just with James at Thirsty Thursdays. And Kristen goes, he saw the job. Ugh. And Katie's like, does anyone have to pee? And then all the witches get up and leave.
Well, Kate, this is the best part about this is that they're like, let's go to the bathroom. And Katie, Stassi, and Kristen stand up and just walk directly to the bar and sit down again. Like, not even hiding, not even pretending to gossip in the bathroom. Like, it's fine. We're 3 feet away from Raquel. We're out of her earshot.
They should have gone to the damn bathroom because Katie's lipstick is on so crooked. Like, someone help Katie. You guys say you're Katie's friend. How do you have let her, this girl, walk around with 2.5 inches thick, like, shiny-ass lacquer lipstick crooked on her face? Come on, guys.
That's a convenient narrative.
You've got gumption.
Yeah.
So Katie's whoa, they just keep handing that boy opportunities. Yeah. Another night in front of the pizza oven at Sir. They're really doing him a favor.
Yeah, seriously. So then, meanwhile, back at the booth area, they're the I guess it's Brittany and Ariana are left, I think, talking to Raquel, and they're basically like, you know, we just don't want you. Brittany's like, I just don't want you to be blinded by his cheating and stuff like that, whatever. And Raquel's like, well, it's funny because I do feel like I've been blinded by his drinking. Like, he doesn't even remember our conversation that we had. I was like, no. When that happens, that's him being blinded. You don't get blinded because you don't black out because he doesn't remember.
She's like, well, did you know that he called Katie Fayette? She's like, oh my God, who's Fayette? No, Fayette! Who's that?
She has a Fiat? That's cool. I want to drive that.
Fayette! He put a fire out? Doesn't that make him a hero? Fayette! Oh, fight.
Flat?
Yeah, I did hear them fight.
Is that like Flat Stanley? How does Flat Stanley get around so many places anyway?
And Raquel's like, but when he drinks like that, he becomes mean. And then the witches return. And Katie's like, did I miss anything? Did I miss any gumption?
Were there any narratives that were awfully convenient to spew while I was gone?
Well, Brittany did tell me another rude comment that James said. She's like, you know what? It's not another rude comment. Like, he went for something so cheap and so low just to hurt me. She's like, yeah, but do you feel like he does that when he drinks?
He's like, I don't care. He shouldn't do it at all. He's got a temper, okay? And Raquel's like, well, listen, they were like, he's got a temper, and we're concerned that he would, like, unleash that temper on you. And she's like, he doesn't do it to me at all.
Ever.
Unless he's been drinking. Or not drinking.
And then he gets me jabs. And Stassi's like, I feel for her because, like, I mean, look, I could make a whole monologue about this, but Patrick, so, okay.
She's like, listen, as an outsider, Raquel, like, I don't really know you very well. Like, as far as I can tell, you're basically like a talking snowboard, okay? And, like, this is not good. This is not a good look. And she's like, but you don't see the James that I see. And they're all, like, rolling their eyes because it's, like, the most cliche thing someone could say. She's like, the James that I see treats me like a queen. Like, he's always saying, yes, queen.
He's always saying, sing Bohemia Rhapsodies again, queens.
He's always saying, you better work. I'm like, I'm trying to find a job.
And Katie tells us, wow, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone where monsters can do whatever they want.
I hate to break it to Katie, but monsters can do anything they want anyway. That's what makes them monsters. It's not like they're monsters that are like, oh my God, I want to terrorize someone. But it's just not nice.
Yeah, monsters waiting permission.
Very polite, orderly monsters.
Yeah. They're like, I'm a monster. I'm going to rip your fucking head off with my bare teeth when my number is called. So.
Theoretically.
Ding dong. I am going to suck your blood out of you. When you answer the door, invite me in and ask me where to put my coat.
Hi, this is Charles B. Monster. I was wondering, can I hang out under your bed? No? Okay, cool, cool. No, that's fine. Fine. No, no. Have a great night. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm a truck. I was going to get larger wheels, but I don't want to go monster truck unless you think that I'll fit properly in a safe driving area. Okay.
Hi, this is Janice Monster. I was, I hear you have a wonderful closet with a creaky door, and I was wondering if... No, it's take. Oh, you're going to put your clothes in there instead? Fine. Okay, well, have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Like a monster waiting room. So Katie's like, well, there's no more taking it. I'm going to Lisa at work and telling her I'm not comfortable. I'm not going to work in a place where I'm not comfortable. And I was like, your lipstick is so thick and all over the place, Katie. That's all I can say to you right now.
You have a lipstick mouth that's vertical. Yes. You actually look like you have a samurai star of your mouth. So
Lisa knows that her cast is in flex right now, right? I mean, they're all about to be 40. They're all possibly going to be arrested at any moment. So she's really trying to make Chef Joe happen. She's like, Chef Joe, let's talk about the specials again. All right, try it from the top. Do it in a thong.
Tell me, what is your innovative special dish? Because, you know, here at Sir, we like to change things up every night. Sometimes we'll have a new dish that's available only one night, and we call them specials.
So he's like, well, tonight's special is striped bass in a lemon butter sauce.
Whoa!
Butter.
What a revolutionary concept.
Is butter fattening or not, Joe? Tell me the truth and do it in a thong. So, like, Katie...
He goes, no, it's not fattening at all. It's very good for you. It's just fish in a butter sauce, not fattening at all.
So, speaking of monsters in a waiting room, Katie's by the refrigerator, which she knows Lisa will eventually pass. So okay. She's like, waiting to talk to you. And she's like, Mrs. Schwartzy-Dortzy, come on in here. What are you up to? Come on. We can talk quickly. Are you okay?
She's like, I'm okay.
Katie, you're scaring me. Congratulations on fulfilling your monster duties.
Katie, I give you permission to come out from under that bed and yell in my face. Do it!
Katie, I'm redecorating Pandy's condominium, and I'd like to officially invite you to be the monster under her bed.
So she's like, first and foremost, you're scaring me.
Monster, so good.
Now let me ask you, Katie, what were monsters like before they were incorporated?
I have a question, Katie. Is it true that your type comes from Vermont? You know, I've heard about the Vermonster.
Okay.
Katie, please tell me about your cousin, the big green monster.
Okay, tell me what is happening on Monster Lane. So Katie's like, well, I was out back having a break, and James came there clearly drunk. And he said, and all I said to him was like, fix your shorts. And he didn't like that. And he said, don't make me start on you. And then he gave me a disgusting stare and said, you shouldn't wear those shorts. And she's like, oh, what a disgusting little trappy piece of work, eh?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't want you to go back to questioning how beautiful you are. You're a beautiful, beautiful little monster.
Well, he's not making me backslide either into my insecurity or into being nice to Sheena. Okay? I'm making a lot of resolutions this year. That's my little monster. Listen here, Katie. James Kennedy is an idiot. She's like, yeah, but he's an idiot who gets chance after chance after chance. Thursdays, Lisa? What is Thursdays, anyway?
Oh, well, it's a day where we hope that knights come to our restaurant, and it's like, oh, look, it's a sir. Sir's day.
It's a night where sense. Cut fitnesses can come have drinks on a Thursday.
So Katie's basically like, I'm not going to tolerate James's behavior, and I shouldn't have to show up at work and subject myself to that kind of language. And honestly, she's right.
Yeah, she's right. He has no leg to stand on. And while I don't like Katie being like, I have an ultimata, I don't like that, and I don't like Katie, and I'm never going to like her. I think she's a dick. But she is totally right on this, and James should be fired. That's ridiculous. Like, how many chances does he get with this shit?
Yeah. My favorite is Lisa going, I don't like anything that makes a woman feel less than herself. Anyway, here are the new uniforms. It's a piece of floss.
Now, Katie, go out and buy some vaginal tape for the girls.
I mean, we recently rewatched the very first episode of the show. I think it was, for our Detroit show, our Detroit recap, right? And the very first episode was that they had new uniforms, and it was just like basically a cocktail napkin. So it's just so funny to me to hear Lisa. They were all like, oh my God, I've got to lose weight to get into this uniform. And now Lisa's like, I don't like anything that makes a woman feel less than herself.
Oh, good. So she's like, yeah, because if he speaks to me like that, he'll be speaking like that to a host or a busser or Joe or the guy who comes to clean it or butter sauce. Like, I don't know. She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't know how bad he was that day. I refused to deal with him because I knew he was on a high from his DJ crap. But I'll talk to him now. And Katie's like, well, what are you going to do, Lisa? She's like, well, women must feel good about themselves. I want women to work here and feel the joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre, sir.
I want them to know the joy that comes from working in strange purple lighting and serving fish and butter sauce.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Okay, I'll tell you what I am going to do. This has been my home and my family for 9 years. Do you remember that time I held a salt and pepper tray for literally 30 minutes while we were shooting? I mean, really, I'm not willing to work in a place that this is accepted. And she's like, so it's an ultimato.
Ultimato. She's like, I've never given an ultimatum except for Tom, and that worked well. So yeah, I'm giving you an ultimatum, and it's either him or me.
Yeah, and then she said, we see the clip of her giving that ultimatum to Tom. She's like, 6 months, Tom. That's what you've got. 6 months. And then within the 6 months, he gave her a ring on a string, right? Or am I getting my history wrong?
Something like that. But it ultimately did work. They got married. So I don't think she has to wait this long for James to get fired.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to get their way. I don't know how they would...
You can't keep James employed. I mean, well, because also on top of the fact that he has had like a laundry list of people he's insulted, especially women who work there, he also just like cannot control his booze while he's working, and so like there's no good reason for him to stay.
And we get a clip of next week when he's like, Lisa, I'll never do it again, Lisa. I'll never even be naughty. Please, Lisa, please.
I'm going back to ice cream. God. I'm going back to ice cream.
We've heard that so many times. Like, typical. Get it together, dude.
Yeah, seriously. And that's still the end of that. I love this. It's
you know, because no one on this show is innocent. And there's a laundry list of people Katie's been absolutely horrific to. I wish we had like a clip to just play back of her and all the Lala shit she said before Lala started letting people go on her PJ or whatever. Like, she's been a monster too, but there's a difference, you know? Like, there's lines you don't cross. You don't just go in and start calling women fat all the time. Like, this is so gross, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a convenient narrative, though.
Convenient. You know what? That is gumption right there. So, everybody, that brings us to the end of this sucker. We will be back Wednesday with a little Below Deck, and later today with a little Real Housewives of Atlanta, Married to Medicine. And go get some live show tickets. They are on sale over at WatchItCrappens.com. Just scroll down to the calendar, and you will also find links for t-shirts there. Go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say, if you're wondering, hey, where's the Top Chef recap? It's going to be on our bonus episode this week. It's going to be a good one. I can guarantee it.
Yes, and then this Friday will be our first full-length Top Chef recap.
yeah, thanks for your patience, everyone.
We will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.